Peter Dubacher makes his way down a stone path behind his house. It winds through fenced-in areas filled with trees, ponds, and greenhouses. As he walks by, birds rush up to greet him. There's a Canadian goose with a broken wing. There's a parrot from an elderly couple that passed away. There's even a pigeon that was hit by a car in New York City. They all live at the Berkshire Bird Paradise in Petersburg, New York. Dubacher created the sanctuary as a place for birds that no one else wanted.
What makes this sanctuary unique is that we don't discriminate. Whether the bird is full-winged or partially winged or whatever it is, I consider all life sacred. And we have a responsibility to take care of them.
Dubacher cares for hundreds of birds. People send them here from all over the country. Many are injured and would otherwise be euthanized. Others come from zoos that no longer want them. That's Sylvia, a bald eagle. She came here 10 years ago after she was hit by a car in Alaska. Now she gets around with just one wing. Dubacher has always had eagles at the sanctuary, but Sylvia is unique. She and her mate Zipper are the first bald eagles here to successfully breed.
This is our first time, which we're very excited about. This is not easy. This is not something that you just, you know, automatically do. It's taken many, many years of hard work and a lot of patience to get to this point. So I'm very excited about this, and I'm hoping that if everything comes together, we should see some young ones very soon.
It's believed these eagles are the first disabled pair to breed in New York State. It's notoriously difficult. They need to feel comfortable in their surroundings, and missing a wing can be a serious disability. Sylvia had lost her left wing, Zipper his right. So when Dubacher spotted their first egg, he couldn't believe his eyes.
I was so pumped when I saw that egg. I said, wow. It was approximately 5:30 in the morning, and when I saw her rise up off the nest and there was the egg, it was unbelievable. What a sight.
Dubacher knew he had to share this with the rest of the world. So he set up a camera over the nest and is videotaping 24 hours a day. He's waiting for the dark head of a chick to appear. Once it does, its birth, from egg to eaglet, will be broadcast on the World Wide Web.
We always see these beautiful pictures of an eagle flying through the sky and catching a fish on a lake or whatever it is, but here's an opportunity where we can share something very unique, the actual birth, as well as the whole event taking place where these birds are caring for their young in such a way where we're not really disturbing them.
Dubacher's primary goal in establishing the website is education. Some college students are helping him set it up, and he hopes teachers will use it for lessons about wildlife and biology. The camera will follow the birds as they raise their chicks for 9 weeks. At that point, the chicks are ready to start leaving the nest. And Dubacher will hand them over to Peter Nye at New York's Department of Environmental Conservation. He looks for nests where these eaglets can start their life in the wild. But Nye says finding a nest isn't easy.
The rub comes in when you do have successfully breeding eagles that produce eggs and hatch out young. And so that puts the responsibility on the breeder to ensure that they can find a place in a very short period of time after the young are hatched where they can successfully be placed into a wild situation.
The last thing Nye wants to see is a healthy bird living in captivity, which is why he's glad there aren't a lot of people doing this.
I've also gotten calls from zoos around the country that say, you know, they're in a panic. I've got a 6-week-old eaglet, you know. Can you handle them? Can you take care of them? Do you have any nests? That's not the right way to go about it. You have to have some knowledge of who could potentially take these off your hands.
For his part, Peter Dubacher says he's worked closely with state biologists. They're already looking for a potential nest. But placing eagles in the wild is only part of Dubacher's mission. He really wants people to appreciate these birds and the environment they live in. And he says a baby eagle is the best messenger he could hope for.
I think that if people can see how delicate and how small a baby eagle is and what it takes to actually get this, to nurture this little thing to the point where it can grow and eventually be released to the wild, I think is very important. As I said earlier, these birds are acting as ambassadors of their species, and sort of, even though they can't speak, they're telling us something, that we have to be careful, you know, take care of our planet.
This is Sylvia. See how pretty she is?
Dubacher watches over the eagles like a proud parent. Until now, he served as their emissary to the outside world. But once that tiny beak appears on the internet, things will change, and a new ambassador will take center stage. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Petersburg, New York.